So just talk a bit around some basic ideas of anything, just to get this sound in, and then there are a number of principles you can kind of reduce meditation to, very simple and simple principles. And I'm just going to talk very briefly, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, or just how long it's going to be, but about some of those principles. I've talked about them already during the previous talks I was giving here before. Some of you were not there, and it's kind of good to have this repeated anyway in the context of meditation, so that's why I want to bring that up again. And one of the basic principles, as you saw when we were reading out the Mahasachita Sutta, which was the Buddha's path to awakening, how we got there, and the principle of the middle way. So you can find that principle in meditation, the middle way. And of course, the middle way is about, on the one hand, not indulging in sensual pleasures, and on the other hand, not to torture yourself. And the one that you really need to be watched out for on this retreat, and any retreat really, is usually the one about torturing yourself. That is the one you have to really focus on the most. Because that is where most people go wrong. They already know they're not supposed to indulge in sensuality, so you should try to avoid the torturing side there. And what happens, as I said before, when you do that, is that when there is neither any happiness or pleasure to be had through the body, nor is there any pain to be had through the body, it means that there is no business with the body anymore. The body becomes irrelevant. As long as there is pain in the body, then there is going to be craving associated with that. You're going to feel, oh, I've got to sort it out, but oh, this is terrible. If there's too much pleasure to the body, also there's going to be craving because of that. So the idea of the middle path is a path where the body falls away, not because the body, the five senses fall away. The body is just one of the five senses, really. That whole thing falls away, and when that falls away, that is where you can start focusing on the mind. That is where meditation happens. This is why the middle way actually is really, it is a way of the mind, the way of the mental development. The body is completely irrelevant. We want to get rid of the body. So this is so important when you are sitting now. Make sure that you are comfortable. Make sure that the body doesn't bother you. If the body bothers you too much, if you have too much pain in your knees or your back or whatever, it's going to be very problematic because you won't be able to let it go. This is how you know that there's a problem. Your mind goes back to the pain again and again and again. And then you can't really let go. And the pain is just going to be problematic. It's going to be useless. It's going to be hinder you from your ability to do this practice. So make sure you sit in such a way. And some of the sisters sit there maybe for an hour sometimes, An hour is quite a long time to sit in one position. It's not, most people never sit still for an hour, it's kind of unheard of. Only meditators do that. And the only way you're going to be able to do this is if you are comfortable. So if you are comfortable sitting cross-legged, great. But don't be surprised if you're not, because most people are not really comfortable sitting cross-legged for an hour. Comes a point where we start to kind of, feel a bit tortured in that way. So, if that happens, there's two things you can do. One of them is to change your posture. Please don't be afraid of changing your posture. I order you to change your posture if you have too much pain in your body. Okay, just to make it absolutely clear. So please do that with the pain. And the way you know that there's too much pain, your mind goes back to that thing again and again. You can't really let it go. Also remember there's alternative ways of meditating. You don't have to sit cross-legged on the floor. You can do like some of these people, they sit against the wall. It's quite nice because when you sit against the wall, you get a bit of back support. Make it much easier to do your meditation practice. Some of the best meditators I know, and I know some pretty good ones, really good ones. This is really, really good. And how do they meditate? They often start off by sitting back. Closing their eyes, relaxing. Often we have so much stuff that we have to let go of, heavy things in our daily life, things that happen to us. We need to allow ourselves to relax. The best meditators in the world do this, so please don't be afraid of being against the wall. Sit on a chair. Some of the very good meditators I know, they sit on a chair. Please sit on chairs. These chairs, I think, I haven't tried them out, but they look like they're quite good. They're quite sturdy and steady. Yes, you sit on chairs. It means you put your feet on the ground and find a nice steady position, put your hands in your lap. And when your position is nice and steady, that's really the ideal thing. So you don't kind of, you know, so you kind of just feel really comfortable and steady. And then you can lean very gently back here. Don't try to sit too straight on the chair. Lean back gently into the seat there. And that is a perfectly acceptable position for doing meditation practice. So the only important thing is that you are at ease, that you are comfortable. If some people say you can't even sit, yeah. If you can't even sit, you can lie down. Yeah. It is a fair link. A fair link in Australia means like a real. It is a real meditation posture. One of the best meditators that I know about, his name is Adam Ganha, Rokpo Ganha, Thai monk, very famous Thai monk. And he says that when he lies down, he meditates like that sometimes. And people ask him questions like, oh, well, don't you fall asleep when you lie down there? No, because when I lie down, I don't do anything, and falling asleep, I will be doing something. Because you have to decide when you fall asleep, so you lie down and just wait. Yeah, and of course, when you can try that, but it may not work for you, because maybe you need a little bit more support to keep yourself awake. When we sit straight, it tends to have a certain positive effect on our awareness. You feel a bit more bright when you sit straight. But lying down is also acceptable. I know many people do that, and it works for them. It's not wrong. Why is it good? Because you really relax when you lie down. Yeah, you really relax. Don't get a bed that is too soft, or don't lie on the water bed or anything like that, or whatever the people use. Lie on a fairly firm surface, so you don't kind of slump or indulge too much. Thin mattress or something like that, and you can lie down and you can do meditation practice. So there is no reason why we have to sit cross-legged on the floor. The reason why people think you have to sit cross-legged on the floor is because at the beginning of the Anapanasati Sutta, it says that you sit down, you put your legs cross-legged, you put your body erect, and you establish mindfulness in front of you. And then being mindful, you breathe in, being mindful, you breathe out. So people think straight away, okay, the only possible meditation posture is to sit cross-legged. But it doesn't mean that, that's just the standard. That's what people did in India in those days. In 2,500 years ago in India, people often sat on the ground. These days, people don't sit on the ground anymore, so we are used to other ways of sitting. But remember, the point of meditation is to get rid of the body. The point of meditation is not to have this posture or that posture. And if you do that, then you are on the right track. This is the first principle of meditation, middle way. And middle way means mostly don't torture yourself. Second principle, it's very closely related to the midway principle, is the happiness principle. You're supposed to enjoy your meditation. So please enjoy your meditation. I can't really order you to enjoy meditation because it's kind of you have to go too far, but please try your very best to enjoy your meditation practice. And the way to do that is to, again, to come back to your body. First of all, to make sure your body is comfortable. Secondly, to make sure you are relaxed. You're not going to be able to enjoy your meditation if you feel a little bit tense, or if you feel a little bit unrelaxed, or if you have any pains or whatever. So make sure that this process of meditation is a good one, whereby you relax, whereby you feel at ease. One of the big mistakes people often do is going to the breath too quickly. What happens if you go to the breath too quickly is that because your mind is not ready, because your mindfulness hasn't just been established yet, we really need to be mindful before we can start watching the breath. Because the mindfulness hasn't been established, the only way you're going to watch the breath is by using force, willpower. You're going to hold on to the breath. You may not even be aware of it, because this is actually quite subtle. But in reality, it's a very common thing for people to hold on to the breath. And from that, you often get people who get headaches and all these kind of things in the meditation practice. So it's supposed to be pleasant. Remember that. It's supposed to be enjoyable. So when you sit down, you start off just by relaxing. Often all you have to do is to be patient. Patience is the fastest way. Be very patient. And then these things tend to fall into place all by themselves. Remember the positive experience. And of course, as you go through the meditation, and this is one of the things that we will see later on when we look at some more details of these things, the Buddha, where the Buddha talks about meditation, is all about experiencing joy, experiencing gladness. There are specialized words for this in the Pali. Pamuja, piti, sukha, prasaddi, the tranquility of the body, all these things. Everything in meditation is about happiness. So if you don't look out for that from the very beginning, if you start out with pain and tension in the body, there is no way that you will be able to find a higher happiness in the path. Absolutely no way. Because you're starting on from the wrong track. So the idea to relax and be at ease and enjoy from the very beginning is a very good way, a very good kind of way of looking at the whole process of what meditation is about. And you may find it hard, you may find it difficult to enjoy. It's not always it's so obvious, that's why we have to try so hard to enjoy it, because otherwise you certainly get it wrong. You may get restless, you may get thinking about things, you may get tired, all this stuff will happen during your meditation. For most of you, maybe not all of you, but most of it will happen, and that's okay. The trick then is to learn to not to be concerned about that. Yeah, okay, you've got most of the body out of the way, now the mind is a bit problematic. And the way to deal with the mind is just very similar to the way that you deal with the body. You stand back, you allow the mind to be, you don't force it, you don't use willpower to say, my mind must be like this, my mind must not be like that. Oh no, I'm thinking a thought about something I shouldn't think about, this is bad. And then you force yourself back over the breath. You're not going to get anywhere if you do it that way. Rather, you have to be kind to yourself. If you are kind, you allow your mind to be, you allow your mind to be restless or whatever, then usually what happens over time, the mind starts to calm down all by itself because you are taking away the fuel that drives the thinking process. That fuel is the very willpower that creates the thinking mind in the first place. So you withdraw that. When you just watch, when you just observe, you're not actually doing anything anymore. No willpower in there. You're just allowing things to be there. So be very gentle there. Be very kind. Yeah? Think of yourself as your own best friend. Don't be your own best worst enemy. That's going to make things very, very bad. When you are your own friend, that is good to have. This part works very well. And the third principle that I just want to bring up very briefly is the principle of attitude. You have to have the right attitude. If you have the right attitude in meditation, it's going to work. What do we mean by attitude? What we mean is that you are, you can almost go back to the precepts to thinking about attitude. Yeah, the first precept, not to kill, the attitude of kindness to others. Yeah, the general attitude of gentleness and kindness that we're talking about, both to yourself and also to others. So sometimes it's very useful to, you come back to your what you're doing here and now, and you just reflect very briefly on what a wonderful opportunity it is to be here. Yeah? Like-minded people, got the teachings of the Buddha there to kind of inspire you. And say, wow, it's so nice to be part of this group, of this community. It's a wonderful thing that is. And that is, brings in the kindness, it brings in the gentleness, it brings in the softness of the mind. And that is the kind of mind that has some chance of getting calming down and kind of moving forward on the path. And the second precept is about not stealing, it's about generosity. So you have this sense of generosity about you. The sense of you're doing this not only for yourself but also for others. Why am I doing a meditation practice? It's also a gift to other people at the same time. Because I know that when I live well, other people will also reap the benefits of that. Because I will be more gentle, more kind, these kind of things. And these kind of mindsets are very positive. And when you feel that, wow, the mind really leaning in the right direction. This is what I mean by right attitude. And one of the very powerful attitudes that I have found very important in my life is that I have always seen obviously I'm a Buddhist monk, so it kind of helps a little bit, but I've always seen for me, the spiritual practice is always number one. Yeah? That is what life is all about. Life is about what you do when you kind of sit down on your cushion and you watch the breath and you get into a nice state of meditation. That is what real life is about. And you know life is about that because when it happens, you feel that you're closer to the meaning of life when you do that. So remember, and this is is part of what I would call Ujjukha Ditti, the straight view on the Buddhist path. Remember that whatever else you do in life, it is for this purpose. Yeah, don't think that you're coming here so that you can perform better afterwards in your job, or you can be a nicer family member, yeah? If you think like that, then what happens is that those other things are more important. Yeah, those other things are actually what really matter, and meditation is only to support that. So if you think like that, you're going to be thinking about your work, you're going to be thinking about your family, you're going to be thinking about anything else that is important in your life. But if all those other things really are there to support you in this practice, then there's no point in thinking about them anymore. Because when you go back home, yeah, why are you kind to your family members? Why are you kind to your husband and your wife and your children and your parents or whatever it is? You are kind because you know that not only is it good to be kind to them, but also it is something that will help you progress on the Buddhist path. Yeah? So you suddenly things really come together in your life. You understand that this is the path, but also it is incredibly good for all my relationships, for my ability to work with people. It is this overall a very positive development. But you remember that at the end, actually all of that is really there to support my meditation practice. This is where I really get to the meaning of life. Everything else is secondary. Then you won't think about it so much. We'll kind of start to slide away. Why? Because you have the right priorities. You remember what really is important in life. This has to do with values, what we value in life, what is important to us. And to me, it is because, for me, Buddhist path, Buddhist meditation, Buddhist practice is the answer to the meaning of life. This is the answer to the meaning of life. Once you have found the answer to the meaning of life, everything else is secondary. Then you can do this meditation practice as a consequence. Okay, let's try the practice and see what happens. Okay, so as always, I start off by closing my eyes, and it is remarkable how much the body comes into focus when you close the eyes, because the eyes take up so much of our mind and of our experience of the world. And you can feel your body, and make sure that you are very comfortable, that you have no problems with pain, or any problems with your legs, that you have a posture that you can sustain for maybe about 40 minutes or so. That is really the length of the meditation. So after a while, try to test around a little bit. Sometimes the posture you may find it is not quite right, and change for your next meditation. And learn about what works for you. Don't worry about everyone else. There's no competition here or anything like that. Just do what works for you. This is your practice. You are competing, in a sense, only with yourself to get it right. and then always take a lot of time at the beginning here just to feel your body and make sure that you are relaxed. And one of the nice things about doing this is that so much of the mental content tends to reflect itself in the body here. So making sure that your body is relaxed, but also indirectly relaxing the mind at the same time. Because the body is the mirror of the mind in a sense. This can take a lot of time to make sure that you are really relaxed. No tensions anywhere. Feel those areas where tension often arises. The stomach, the shoulders, the face. And as you do that, allow those areas to relax. Imagine yourself taking a few deep breaths and breathing through that tense area. And as you breathe out, it all relaxes very beautifully. point of the early part of the meditation, that it's just to be able to feel as at ease and relaxed as possible, that not trying to force it. And usually the way it happens is just by being very patient. It's like you're just waiting for things to become calm and peaceful. And the longer you hang out in a good environment like this, the longer and more peaceful and at ease you tend to become. So just stay with your body for a while. You don't need to do very much. Enjoy the peace of the environment around you. Be patient with yourself. And then you just focus on those very simple things and allow yourself to find a deeper degree of peace. happen if you find yourself drifting off and thinking while you're doing this, then don't be too concerned about that. And sometimes the reason why you think is because of you are getting a little bit relaxed and at ease. And then the mind just goes off because it doesn't know exactly what to do now. In that case, just come back here. Don't force the mind in any way. Allow the thinking to sort of think itself out. And come back to the peace of the present moment. Just enjoy sitting peacefully in the peace. Notice the beauty of the peace. Our lives are often so busy here, just running around, the mind so busy here. But when we become peaceful inside, there's something very beautiful about that. We try to feel that tangible sense of peace in this room. There's so many people sitting quietly together. It's very, once you get into that, it's very beautiful. one of the most important aspects of meditation at this point is to have that non-reactive, non-judgmental awareness. To stand back and hear now things to pass by now. To see the thoughts arising, the thoughts flowing away now. You don't control the thoughts, you allow them to be there. And you watch them in this way now. The more passive you are in your ability to observe the world, and the more peaceful you tend to become as a consequence of it. You stand back here, try to observe things coming and going here, not force things to be this way or that way here. If you feel tired, that's okay here. If you think about things, it's okay here. If you hear things outside, it's okay here. Allow the world to go by here. When there is no reaction to the world, then the mind becomes very smooth and easy. And you feel that your mind works. and you, as always, remember that the attitude you have is so important. So sometimes it is enough just to turn the attention to the fact that, this is such a wonderful opportunity to be able to be peaceful and be able to sit with my mind and do something wonderful in this world. It's a rare opportunity, is that once you understand that, you have a sense of gratitude, a sense of compassion, a sense of kindness to all that is happening around you, that then this helps you move forward. As the practice of this very simple way, just trying to be mindful of whatever is happening here, you may find that your mindfulness becomes stronger again. If the meditation works, that is normally what happens. So when you have a degree of clarity in your mind,
feel that the world is fading away now. Feel that you have an ability to stay in the present without the thoughts taking over too much. That is sometimes the right time to move on to your meditation objective. Then you can start watching the breath. There isn't any right time for this. You just have to find out for yourself what works for you. That is the general idea. Go to the breath. Again, be very gentle. I'm trying to hold on that. Now the breath to be. See your breath in a positive way. This is all friends that we're working with together into the meditation practice. As always, I recommend you to review the progress, or even the lack of progress you have made, and to understand the process of meditation, and how it works, and what are the causes, and what are the corresponding results. Okay, so the intention for now, so we'll see if I can take some questions.